This morning, very special guest in studio with us, we have Lou Eaton of Wellington, who is a driver with Ross Transportation Services. And I'm still looking at this number. It says imagine driving 5 million miles without an accident or a traffic citation. Lou is here to tell us how to do that. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Now, tell me a little bit about you. As how long have you been a driving truck driver, that type of a thing?
Actually, about 52 years.
Okay,
it's a long, long time. I know. I started right out of school. I guess that's all I've ever done. So,
and we're talking about a truck, like a semi, a bigger.
Yeah, actually, my first job was I started out with a straight truck. Milk tanker. I went around to the farms and picked up milk and delivered it to the dairies. That was my first truck driving job. And then I started in driving semis and have been ever since that.
So. Okay. So the tanker, that's like the ones we see that obviously contain some sort of a liquid or something.
Oh, yes.
Out there,
yes.
Like that, too. They pump stuff in there and then.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You are the Ohio Trucking Association Driver of the Year. You've been honored nationally as well. How does all of that come to be?
Well, I guess it's, I'm sure some of it is luck, but it's driving safely, you know, be aware of your surroundings and just have to be careful, you know.
Bruce mentioned 5 million miles. You mentioned 52 years. What? I didn't do the math yet. What's that amount to pretty much every year?
Well, pretty close to 100,000 miles a year. It's a little less than that, but it's just about that.
Now, when you're over that time, were you pretty much within Ohio, or did you do any kind of?
No, I've run quite a few different states, not coast to coast, but I would say, you know, at least half of the country I've driven over the years. You know, so.
Seen a lot of the United States that way.
Yes,
I guess.
Yes,
a lot of rest stops along the way.
Yes.
And 52 years. Imagine the technology. I mean, the trucks back then to the now, you're driving like a limousine. Sometimes the interiors have changed quite a bit over the years. Huh?
Yes, they've changed a lot. There's been a lot of, the truck I'm driving now has an automatic transmission in it, so I'm getting soft.
Well, I hear they made such great strides with automatic transmissions that's one of the reasons why.
Yes, I think it's just newer technology, you know, it works better and everything, so it's just better, more modern.
Before you came in, Bruce and I wondered if the odometer on a truck like you drive might have an extra little digit on there because you put so many miles on them.
Well, I think they would only go like to a million and then it has to change, you know.
Logging that many miles, and unlike most of us who drive, you kind of have to keep a record of where you are, where you've been, as far as that's concerned for the business usually.
That's all done electronically now. We have electronic logs, and it keeps track of whatever we're doing any time of the day. They can tell, it's all recorded. So that's all new technology. Also,
do you have any? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you have any favorite places you like to head out to?
I like to go to the west more. It's more wide open, you know. The east coast, there's a lot more traffic and a lot more hassle getting around and everything. So I like to go west better.
Well, nowadays with sort of GPS, there's a little bit of warning as to what's ahead or where's the best way to go. Before that, you probably just had to use a standard map or sort of know the route because there's places that trucks can't go, right? And you have to figure out how to get your vehicle to where it needs to go.
Yes, we have routing mapping that we can get that actually routes us for. We handle a lot of hazardous stuff, you know, so for hazmat stuff, it'll route us to the routes that we can go on with that also.
So. You mentioned driving for, 50-plus years, so many different miles. Any kind of stories that you can think back of certain ones where you thought, wow, that was close, or, you have safe driving and well, so ever been in a situation where you're thinking, I hope I get through this okay?
The only one that really stands out in my mind that I can think about happened on Interstate 75 north of Dayton. I was passing a dump truck, and I was right beside him, cab to cab, and he blew a left front tire, and he started over right into me. So I went with him, and we went in. Luckily, the median was really flat there, and it wasn't soft. We went into the median and never touched. And finally, I got slowed down enough that I could get around him and got back on the road, and never, it didn't do anything to the truck, and we didn't have any, but it could have, you know, we could have ended up over in the other lanes, right, going the other way. So,
well, just by just by saying a dump truck, you know, sometimes even a dump truck and a semi, I'm not sure who you'd take in that sort of duel because of the weight and the size, yeah, of those things when you see them out there.
I guess it happens so fast you don't have time to think, but afterwards, right, it was kind of a scary,
well, sure,
moment.
There might be a moment where you sort of stopped and took a deep breath as well and maybe,
yes,
said a prayer or two.
Yes, yes.
But that's the thing, I guess, about having that much experience. There is sort of that sort of reaction. You kind of know, you know, how what works best, how the truck feels. Do you have to get used to, if they put you in a new cab or a new truck, or is there something that kind of goes with you? You know, it's...
Yes, everyone is a little bit different, you know. It takes a while, but basically it's the same, but there's still, you know, little differences that you have to pick up, but it doesn't take too long to do that.
Okay. There's a... You know, a lot of people worry about the weather. We worry about the weather just because whether we have a trip or plan. But for you, that's, you're out in it all the time. So I guess that's kind of the unknown factor for you wherever you go then, too.
Yes, especially in the winter, like this winter has been. It's, it can be a problem at times. But we try to check ahead, you know, to see what the weather is going to be, where we're going, and plan accordingly.
52 years? 5 million miles. How many more miles on you? You got left in the tank, so to speak.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's getting close to time.
We're talking with Lou Eaton of Wellington, who's received the OTA Driver of the Year. It was kind of a surprise for you, you think, that it, when they announced that?
Yeah, definitely. It was. I was. One of 12, they have a driver of the month, and I knew that I was getting an award for driver of the month, and not thinking that I had a chance for the driver of the year, I was really surprised when they announced that. Yes, it was a big surprise.
Wow. Truckers out there on the road, a lot of them, good business for people to get into, you think, a career? Is that something that you might recommend for a...
Yes, I would think so. It takes a certain type of person, of course. You know, it's you spend a lot of time out on the road, and you have to adjust. But it's pretty good money, and I think it's a, you know, promising career. So actually, we're looking for drivers, you know, right now at Ross. So,
So it's one of those things where you obviously have to have, like you say, a certain. You have to be able to kind of handle sort of maybe a little monotony, long distances as you wait. And, of course, family situations have to work out well for that too, right?
Yes, I have to give a lot of credit to my wife, you know, and family, because they have to it takes a special person, you know, to pick up the slack when you're gone, you know, and do all of that. So, it's definitely a different life, but I've... You know, it's been a good life for me.
Nowadays, you have cell phones where you probably could communicate, you know, almost instantaneously with people. Prior to that, you probably had to wait till you got to a stop, got into a truck stop, wait in line at a payphone, that type of thing. Is that kind of how it used to be?
Yes, yes. Of course, we have a policy. We don't use our phones while we're driving, but yeah, you can stop, pull over anytime, and be in contact actually with our tablets that we do our logs on. We can email. We get emails all the time from the company, so we're in touch constantly.
Are you going to talk about CVs? I'm curious about that.
Well, you go ahead.
I
go
was wondering,
CVs.
CVs, you know, that's what there was a big time,
yes,
during the 70s or whatever like that. Is that still a main mode of communication somewhat in there?
Not as much so as it was, but yes, it's good, especially to find out traffic situations and stuff like that. You know, it's still used some, but I don't think as much as it was back in the 70s.
We talk about changes and technology. When it comes to the actual road, the actual highway, Have there been any changes over time in terms of construction, safety, things like that?
Yeah, I think, of course, the roads, you know, the roads, there's more interstates and stuff like that. So it's I think the better roads now, but there's also a lot more traffic. So it kind of all weighs out, I guess.
If you could share something with us, car drivers, as far as road safety with the truckers or things you would either want, I wouldn't say wanted to yell out the window at us, but maybe give us some little, you know, I guess protocols with trucks that you'd appreciate. Anything that comes to mind that you always hope cars understand about the trucks on the road?
Well, I guess the main thing is be aware of, you know, don't get beside a truck where there's blind spots where you can't see a car beside you, and try not to be in one of those spots, you know, and keep, you know, a lot of times I know everybody wants to get ahead of that truck, but if you pull out in front of a truck and he has to jam on his brakes, you know, it's put you in a dangerous situation. So just kind of allow a little bit of time for that.
One other thing I've heard that, and maybe this is an urban legend, I don't know, but I've heard when it comes to color that truckers prefer white cars, white SUVs, white vans because they are more easily seen. Any truth to that?
I don't see that. I know the State Patrol in Ohio went back to the white cars for a while, but I see they're going back to the gray again now, so I don't know if that wasn't that much of a problem or not. But personally, I don't have any preference, I guess.
Another urban legend down the drain.
Well, one man's opinion of an urban legend down the drain. I guess we could put it at that point. I guess there's been Lou Eaton of Wellington, the OTA Driver of the Year, over 5 million miles of without an accident or incident, not so much as a traffic citation. Thanks for safe driving all these years, and appreciate your time doing this as much. And are you on the road anytime soon, or where's your next stop?
Do you know? Actually, I'm leaving now. I have to make a trip just to Avon, actually, and then I'm going to leave later on for Kentucky. So, yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and starting your day with us. Thank you very much, Lou.
Thank you.